wish I could hate you for the rest of my life.
Welcome to Idle Hands.
Ah!
Oh, that's good suds.
It's
gonna wipe.
Oh, that is a tasty alcoholic beverage.
It is summer!
Good evening, one and all. Welcome again to the fancy parade that is Idle Hands.
We are happy.
We are most excited today.
I had already finished my university course for the year, but
indeed.
Rob
Taylor. Today has finished his English and Journalism degree.
Totally.
In total.
I have another year to go, but Rob...
I am now not even a student anymore. I'm just an unemployed bum. That's all there is to it.
So I'm going to give this cheers to Rob.
Cheers to you, Alan. And here we are drinking a delicious unnamed brand beer. And
yes.
It's tasty.
Although I must point out that you should drink responsibly and only if you're
responsibly?
Above the age... Responsibly.
In moderation.
This is actually the first we've had.
I drink quite responsibly.
Responsibly.
Whoa, I'm really responding to this beer that I'm drinking. I don't know why.
But yes, and also never drink underage. We are both legal.
Never underage drink, especially you Yanks over
the
pond.
We're both legal in America, but
yes.
You might not be, so don't.
Don't drink unless you're over 21 in America, unless you're over 18 in England. Enjoy those 3 years.
Yes.
They were a good 3 years, even though I started drinking
when
I was like
that,
15 or something.
And when you get to that age, you'll be enjoying it.
Oh, you will, just like we are right now.
Oh, yes. So... good show.
But yeah, we had to disclaim that because we don't want to advertise.
I want to spring a surprise on Rob. because, you know, we've been having actual themes for the show
recently. What you say?
And tonight's theme is Robert Taylor.
Is that even a theme?
It is, because that is all through the whole show, the whole show is about Rob. I have about like maybe two songs of my own pick, but the rest it's all true. Rob's. It's and true. I'm gonna be interviewing Rob all through the show.
That's awesome.
I got a few little questions. So.
Rob Taylor special. Yeah, so, and soon the Alan Thomason special will maybe. Come. Yes, of course it will. Of course. So, thank you, Alan. I really appreciate that.
It's okay.
You're a solid gold mate. Cheers.
I kind of hate you a little, but
that's okay. Most people do.
I feel to keep you in check and not annoy me so much. I've got to give you your limelight every now and again.
I do enjoy the limelight.
I know.
Oh yes. But anyway, we're back on the radio. It's just you and I again.
Yes.
As it should be. No, not as it should be. We love Steph, we love Ben, we love Jen, we love all of our guest presenters. But we also love it when it's just me and Alan, because there's something homely about it.
Something romantic.
Wait for the next song, I don't want to talk about it. Anyways, other than it being a Rob Taylor special, awesome. We've also got some cracking tunes.
What did we just play?
We just played...
You have a short memory.
It's Midtown, I know that. It's track one from Save the World, Lose the Girl, and it's called...
Just Rock and Roll.
Just Rock and Roll. I was going to say God, I Wish I Could Hate You, but it's not.
No, it's called Just Rock and Roll. From the album Save the World.
Most of my song choices this evening are either pop punk or sort of old school pop punk from when Alan and I were both sort of around the age of 16, 17.
Yeah.
Back in the old school.
Good times.
When emo was something different.
But also, but yeah. I have some indie later on.
He does, yeah. He's managed to slide that in.
I've got some new Interpol.
Got a track from a band that Alan and I went to see the other day, completely out of the blue. Because as most people know who listen to the show, I do a bit of like music reviewing in my spare time. And it would appear that I signed myself up to go and see Alexis on Fire and review their gig.
What?
But I totally forgot. And so I got home and I had an email from my editor saying, "Hey Rob, are you still doing Alexis tonight?" And I was like, what? And so, yeah, I went into Alan's room and said, "Look, Alan, this is going to be the best visit you get all day. Do you want to come and see Alexis on Fire?" And of course, he jumped at the chance. And it was an awesome gig, but we'll discuss it in more detail later. For now...
Yes, well, first, if you want to get in contact with the studio tonight, the email address is idlehandstookmybabyouthofmail.com, and the MySpace address is...
www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio.
I'm just logging into MySpace right now.
Yeah. Have you seen the advert for a certain cider on television? It's quite good. He drinks the cider and then goes...
Oh, yes, I have. Well, in that case, we're going to do it with our unmarked beer.
Let's do it as we go into a song. You think that's a good idea?
Do you want to announce the song first?
Yes, the next song that will be played is a track called 309 by Hit the Lights from their debut album, which is entitled This Is a Stick-Up, Don't Make It a Moider.
Moider.
Wait, hang on. Have you swallowed that sip? You got it? All right, here we go. For the refreshment.
Okay, okay, wait.
For the refreshment.
Okay.
You wanna wear your slippers tonight. It's no stand.
ahead, you know we've been down this road before. Pack your bags, dry your eyes. It's a long walk from my house to 309.
We're back.
That was a bit loud. You have it. That last song was Less Than Jake with Scott Farkas Takes It on the Chin. I just got louder then.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott Farkas Takes It on the Chin from the album Hello Rock View from like 99. I love it. Less Than Jake, I love. What are you doing?
I'm trying to make my headphones louder.
Oh, mine are actually really good this week.
Yeah?
Good sound in them. Just the sound of my own voice. I could just keep talking. I just love it. The sound of my own voice. Brilliant. I'm joking. What are you doing? What are you even doing? Fiddling around?
I'm messing with knobs.
You're trying to mute me, aren't you? I know what you're doing.
Mute you?
I know what you're doing. Mute?
Mute?
Mute? Yeah, so that was Less Than Jake. But before Less Than Jake was... Hit the Light, 309?
Yes, 309,
yes. Beautiful. But we have to announce a special treat for anyone who, like me, is in love with Hidden in Plain View.
I got something to say afterwards.
Okay. But yeah, we have a... an exclusive, it's not actually exclusive, but still, we have a demo track from the new album Resolution, which hits the shops late July this year. We got a demo called Bendy, and it's awesome, and you'll love it if you like Hidden in Plain View.
Well,
like I do, because I love them.
I mean, I love the EP. I didn't really give the album a listen.
Fool!
I don't know. Yeah. So I never got, I kind of just forgot about them. And so I wasn't really looking forward to the track. And then I told you about the track, because I heard it before you.
You did, yeah.
And I heard it and thought, wow, this is really good. So now
the funny thing is, though, it had actually been released on the free sampler for like at least a month.
Yeah.
And we just hadn't heard about it before then.
No.
But I don't really, you know, check up on Drive-Thru.
But
if anyone does want, actually, if anyone wants the Drive-Thru Records free summer sampler, you can go to myspace.com/ Drive-Thru Records, I think. THRU Drive-Thru Records. myspace.com/, yeah. And from there, you can download the free sampler. The tracks aren't the greatest sound quality, but what do you expect? It's free. So enjoy it. We do. I have done. And the Hidden in Plain View tracks on there. What websites are you prowling, Alan?
I'm putting a bulletin up.
Oh, right. Does it say Idle Hands is live right now?
Oh, yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, if anyone cares, you are listening to Idle Hands.
Oh man, that's an awkward silence.
It's got a little bit quiet. Yeah, I'm not sure what to say.
Well, I could ask you a few favourite questions.
Do you have some?
Yeah, I can make some up.
Okay.
I was gonna think of some, but then I just went to sleep instead.
So you're just gonna wing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rob,
I will answer these questions to the best of my ability. Let's do a little drum roll. What are we gonna call it?
We're gonna call it Rob Taylor, the interview.
Q&A with Rob Taylor.
You've got a mic that you can do that with.
Q&A with Rob Taylor.
There we go. Awesome. Go ahead. It's you take the reins.
What, like that Tsunami Bomb track?
Yes, I don't like Tsunami Bomb. I've never been keen.
Right. So you've been to live shows before? What did you say?
One or two. Do I have to do that mock? That sort of mock interest, or
can
I act like I really want to act? Which is, oh yeah, whatever. I've got my beard. You can just.
This is what happens when he drinks. He's gonna throw his can at me.
Alan's worse. As soon as Alan's had a couple of beers down him, like usually he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. As soon as he's had at least a can, maybe two down him, he becomes really cocky and like, I am Alan. Oh yeah. And if anyone in the Lincoln area is around tonight, you should come to Cubes, Sugar Cubes Nightclub.
Oh, we can't say that name.
Can't we?
Officially not.
All right, well, we've said it now.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. It's not actually the official name.
Ah!
We're going to a club.
Loophole!
We're going to a club. We can say the word Sugar Cubes, eh?
Yeah.
So, technically, yeah, we're going to Sugar Cubes. I can't even be bothered to agree with
that. We're going to the nightclub.
We're going to a nightclub called Sugar Cubes in Lincoln, which is very good sometimes. If you're around there
Catch
at 11,
there.
If you're around there at 11 o'clock, have a look out for the two drunks in the corner, and that'll be me and Alan.
We'll be going. Wait, we're on.
Wait, I'm famous. I swear to God, you just stop walking away. What's your problem? I'll come back.
And then I'll get kicked out.
That's what his actual voice is.
It's genuine.
He's actually from
Yorkshire. This is my radio voice.
My real voice is like this. Hello, love. I enjoy a loaf of Hovis.
And of course, this is my radio voice, and my real voice is like this!
Yeah, we've heard that before. Yes. It's shocking. I don't think even the radio waves wouldn't even be able to take it. Shattering mirrors across the nation. Anyways,
Q&A with Rob Taylor.
So, Rob, you've been to many a gig.
Yes, I have, Alan, yes.
That's nice.
That's good.
What would you say your favourite gig you've ever been to, and why?
Good.
And you can't say brand new.
Good.
That's just easy.
Now, that is a tough question. No, let me just give me a second to feel
you
that.
You can't say brand
because
new.
Because I would say brand new, because it was awesome. You were there, in fact.
Yes, I was.
Although I have been to a few shows in the past that have also been awesome. Once I went to see Avril Lavigne, that was awesome. And I saw Evanescence, and they were great. It's sarcasm.
And then the other week I went to see Snoop Dogg's little brother.
I did see those bands.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Little Bow Wow.
Yeah, Little Bow Wow, yeah. No, I did see Evanescence and Avril, but it was an accident.
Really?
I was travelling in Canada, it was an accident. But no, the best gig ever. I don't know, I went to Extreme.
Oh my God, I accidentally walked onto the Canadian Music Awards
It was a Music Awards thing.
It wasn't.
Cameras and everything. It was genuine.
You accidentally walked on and gave an award.
In Toronto, no, I didn't.
And now to present the award for most outstanding arts of the year, Robert Taylor.
No, Much Music is like the MTV of Canada, and I was there in Toronto. But anyways, my favourite gig ever. See, this is the kind of question that after I've answered it, I'll go, hang on a sec, no it's not, it's that.
Too bad, answer it.
Okay, I'll answer it. I'm gonna say that my favourite gig ever was... I have to say brand new, it was brand new.
It was
awesome, it was truly,
to be honest,
truly
that's
awesome.
Mine as well.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I've had a few good ones. Like I saw Rufio. Rufio were awesome. What else? TBS, obviously, but that's a given, I guess. But yeah, brand new is my answer to your question.
Okay, and why?
Why? Oh, you know why. Choreographed light show. The fact that I've loved them for like 5 years and I haven't actually seen them, and just being there and seeing them, especially with the whole lights and smoke and
the vastness
the
of the
vibe
set.
And the fact that so many people were there just into Brand New, it was absolutely awesome. And I would recommend anyone to go and see Brand New if they get the chance.
Good answer.
Thank you.
It was
long-winded, but good.
Yes, yeah. Right, let's play music.
Yeah, let's play music. The Q&A will continue after the break.
Q&A with Rob Taylor will continue
after
these words from Autopilot Off. We'll
Fist in the air.
Fist in the air. Let's redefine.
Alexis on fire.
Alexis on fire. You want to talk about the gig?
We should talk about the gig.
This is going to be a brief break. Here comes Robert Taylor Q&A.
Indeed. our brief review. Live review, in fact. Live review of a live show. It is live right now, unless you're listening to it on podcast.
In which case, hi.
In which case, hi, and thanks. But yeah, here it goes. Here it goes.
So, Alan.
Yes.
Alexis on fire. Live at Rock City on the 2nd of May 2007. Who was there in the audience?
You were.
The Idle Hands boys.
Oh yeah, the Idle Hands boys.
Idle Hands was there in attendance. I don't think they knew we were there, but maybe I think in a way, they could sense we were there.
I think
they knew we were there.
I could see Dallas Green's wondering. I was like, is that Alan and Rob?
He's like, no way.
And our show?
They didn't come to our show. No way. We're not worth that. And it's true, they're not.
Idle Hands and our show, eh?
Eh?
Sorry.
I'm Canadian, eh?
Now we look.
Oh, it's icy cold.
Say there's.
I went to Canada. I love Canadians. Ask anyone.
A good, very, very good friend of mine is Canadian.
Loads of my best friends are gay. Anyway, the gig. I actually wrote a review on this. I should basically just read it out, but I'm not going to. What did they start with? They kicked things off with Sinners, Drunks, Liars, and Lovers, and Saints, and Drunks, and
First
lovers
track from
and
Crisis.
Yeah, track one from Crisis. Short. And it was awesome. And I've never seen them before, and so for me especially, it was awesome.
They were awesome.
Yeah, and my initial impressions of George Petit, or Pettit, however you pronounce it. Screamer.
Petit. They're probably French-Canadian. Yeah.
The screamer of the band. No, they're from Toronto. He's not French. But it might be, I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter anyway.
His ancestors.
You've just heard Alexis on Fire, so that scream comes from this guy who looks, at first glance, the first time you ever see him.
He looks like he's going to come up to you and say, wanna play World of Warcraft?
Or, would you like to buy a fine Italian suit? What I thought, he looked like an Italian suit salesman. But then after about 10 minutes, he rips his shirt off and starts spraying the contents of his nostrils across the audience.
And it's wonderful.
And it really
Luckily,
is.
You know,
and the kids at the front didn't even care. They're just like,
we're at the back, we're like,
snot is all over me, woo,
see,
mucus.
We're towards the back and we're like, we don't need the snot in this.
Yeah, but because we're older.
But we still find this amazing.
Yeah, and we did find it amazing. And they played,
they played quite a bit of Crisis. They didn't play much off Self-Title,
they played 44 Caliber Love there.
And then they played quite a bit off
Watch Out,
including my favourite, like, one of my favourite songs, which they played last, did they?
Happiness by the Killiwatt?
They ended with Happiness. Oh, no, played Get Fired, though.
Yeah, they did play Get Fired. But they finished on Happiness by the Killiwatt, which is beautiful.
And also,
and hearing Dallas
also,
Green's vocal
if,
live is
also,
a beautiful thing.
Also, if you go out and pick up the new live album / DVD.
That's the beer.
That's the beer.
Yep.
The new live album / DVD by City in Colour, it actually does have a cover of Happiness by the Killiwatt, just done by Dallas Green.
Acoustic.
And it's beautiful.
Solo, I can imagine.
I went to see him live, but he didn't play that song, but he did play Cyborg when
he gave
walks.
You a thumbs up, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, there you go.
We like this.
Yeah.
They don't know what this is.
he's doing the cross fingers tight. You
but
know.
We're like that.
We are like that.
I could say we're like this. And just,
you could really do anything.
We're like 10.
You could probably get your penis out and say you're like that, and that would still count.
This is what happens when Rob's had a few.
No, see, I'm allowed to. No, I just realised that penis is totally not a swear word. And so I can say.
You like talking about them.
I'm just saying, you could get your penis out. Most of the time, you do have your penis out. Let's not devolve the show. Come on. But yeah, the Alexis on Fire gig was awesome. Go and see them when they're in your town next. myspace.com/AlexisOnFire.
Or if you go to theonlybandever.net. Was it? It's either .net or .com.
One of those two. Theonlybandever.com, net, org, whatever. It's not org. It's not org.
It's a government organisation.
They're not an organisation.
Alexis on Fire.
.gov.uk. No, that's not true. Yeah, what song have we got up next?
One of our pop punk favorites.
It's a song from our heritage.
Yes.
Yes.
This, remember, all of you listening out there, you know, you're nothing without
this. None of this music that you guys listen to would be around if it wasn't for this band.
I mean, there's other bands. But
there's not really much
still.
Else to say, except enjoy the song. We love it. So will you.
It's not playing. It doesn't want to play. It's playing.
Your reasons, the season is calling, your pictures are falling. decisions that we make may involve someone else.
Oh, I love the Jazz Hat.
So there we had a couple of nice old school songs.
Yeah, a couple of from our heritage.
Damn it.
Your heritage too.
Damn it from Dude Ranch by Blink 182.
Classic. In my opinion, possibly the best Blink album.
Oh, I'd actually agree with you there.
Oh, yes.
The later ones are good, but Dude Ranch is where it's
at. Oh, Dude Ranch.
And Choices by the Ataris.
From the monumental, one of the two best Ataris albums.
Monumental.
Blue Skies, Broken Hearts, Next World of Exits. Because for me, the best Ataris albums are Blue Skies.
Released in 98.
Yes. Yep. Blue Skies. That's because you looked it up earlier.
But where did I look it up? You can't say. Sorry, continue.
I can't let you remember what you looked up now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a clue.
Very.
But yeah, Blue Skies, Broken Hearts, Next World of Exits, and Endless Forever are the two best Ataris albums. Fact.
Fact.
Yes.
There you have it.
Yes.
Don't even bother with, what's it called?
What you mean?
Welcome the Night.
Welcome the Night. I was about to say Song of Story.
It's not terrible, but it's not.
It's not the
Ataris.
It's just a different band.
Yeah.
Right. Q&A part two.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I've got this one, and I know what you're going to answer again.
Okay.
So one sec. Let me get my question chair.
Okay. The question chair is in action.
It's on my leg.
The question chair is in action.
The question chair is in action.
See, it's not really featured this much this week.
No.
It's going down slowly. I won't use it at all next week.
Good.
Okay.
Right. Robert Taylor.
Hello there. Robert Taylor here.
You've listened to a lot of albums in your time.
I've tried, Alan. I've tried.
So, I must know, what's your favourite album and why?
Goodness me. You already know the answer to this, but I'll do a really long-winded contrived answer.
That means I don't have to talk for a while.
Exactly. Well, basically, there are a few albums that have taken my fancy throughout the years. The first pop-punk album that I bought
was Bewitched.
No, I never listened to Bewitched. The Americans won't know what we're talking about, but
Irish girl band.
They're an Irish girl band. They were hey, you sitting in the tree. Why don't you come down and talk to me? Don't be shy. Open up your eye. I'm
in the sky. Scared it.
I Freud like me dad. Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Freud like me dad.
What do you like? What do you like, laddie?
It was a three minute song that basically just destroyed the idea of Irish womanhood.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It was hilarious. Anyway, yeah, my favourite album. The first punk album I ever bought was Dookie by Green Day. So thank you to Green Day for getting me into the whole punk scene. After that, I think there's a couple, including Enemy of the State by Blink and blah, 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 blah. And this is sort of around probably the late 90s, and then the Ataris and everything. But anyways, my favourite album of all time, and I cannot force this point any more than I already am, that you need to listen to it. And it is... fake drum roll. Tell All Your Friends by Taking Back Sunday. Released 2001 on Victory Records. Absolutely awesome, including... and I know... this has been my favourite song for many years, since at least like 2001, obviously I didn't hear it before then, but Cute Without the E is my favourite song in history. And it sounds terrible because there's going to be a million other people that are like, oh, I love Cute Without the E, and they only heard it like 6 months ago, which is annoying. And so when everyone's like, what's your favourite TBS song? And you're like, oh, Cute Without the E, they're like, oh yeah, the obvious choice. But it genuinely is. That's a disclaimer. But anyway, yeah, Tell All Your Friends is an absolutely fantastic album. Listen to it, it's my favourite. So there's your answer, Alan.
Thanks.
That's all right. I've waffled on for long enough.
Right, do you want to introduce the next track? Because we've got a bit of an exclusive going. Oh, also, while Rob's getting excited, I should also tell you that if you do want to email us or anything, email address is idlehandstipmybabyhotmail.com, and
yes,
MySpace address is www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio. And if you want...
Well handled, Drunken Alan.
Thanks.
I'm so wasted.
Yeah, if you're wondering where the podcast... If you're wondering where the podcast website, I don't know what I'm talking about, but Rob can't hear me, can't talk at the moment because his mic's not on. If you want to go to the podcast website, it's www.idlehands.podomatic.com. Rob.
Hello there. I kicked over a chair and Alan muted me. That's that. I'm learned.
That's
learned.
The punishment.
The chair's fine. It's okay.
The chair is not fine.
It hit the spongy wall. The egg cups.
The spongy wall, which is actually made of very small fabrics of diamond.
Yeah, dude, I'm not drunk. That's all I'm going to say. I can't be. I've got to drive us home, haven't I? You better trust that I'm not drunk.
There might not be an episode of Idle Hands next week.
There may be an episode of Rob and Alan melded into the pavement, but we're not sure. The next song is an exclusive track. It's a demo of a song called Bendy from Hidden in Plain View's new album Resolution. Comes out in July. Listen to it, love it, enjoy it.
We must stress demo.
Demo, yeah.
Yes. So.
Enjoy.
In a sec.
Play it.
Coast. Oh, and move ahead.
berserk. Rob barely made it back in time for the toilet. All the beer went.
The beer went right through me, and I had to run to the toilet during those songs.
Yeah, it's convenient.
But what you just heard was hidden in plain view's new demo, Bendy, and a song by Interpol entitled...
Yes, it was called the Heinrich Maneuver, and it's from the new album, which is called The Love We Admire, I think it's called Our Love We Admire. But that album's out on July 10th, and it's going to be ace. It's going to be really, 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 really good. But
that's you can tell he means it.
That's
well,
the opening single. That's the first single from the album, The Heinrich Maneuver, which shows that you know, they're not totally gone away from their old brilliant stuff, even though they're now on a major label.
It doesn't change many bands.
No. Mm. What are we thinking of now?
I don't know.
Probably Dashboard.
Yeah. Cartel will change.
Oh, man, Cartel will be.
We will see, but let's not get back onto that. That's a past topic. Will Pug, I love you.
So, in the third and final part of Q&A with Rob Taylor.
Part three, like Back to the Future, it's worse than the other two.
No, no, it's not worse, it's just more in depth. Probably
like Spider-Man 3, it's worse than the other two. If anyone's seen Spider-Man 3, though, I do like it, I'm not going to lie.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
I'm just going to straddle
There's
the
like 20 minutes in the middle where Peter Parker goes all emo and weird, and that's actually funny. And it borders on the... At one point, I was thinking, this has to be a joke, this cannot be the next Spider-Man movie. And luckily, the ending made up for it, so it's okay.
Okay.
But watch it if you can. Anyway, carry on.
Right, I've straddled the desk for my third and final question. Stop pressing that mic.
Sorry.
Of Q&A with Rob Taylor.
Q&A with Rob Taylor.
And that question is, Rob, if you didn't listen to the music that we both know and love, how do you think your life would be? What would you be doing?
What a question. What if I didn't listen to rock, eclectica, indie, emo in rabbit ears sort of stuff? Is that what you mean? I've absolutely no idea. That's the kind of question you just cannot answer, but I will try. I would assume, this is what I would assume, that if it hadn't been for Blink-182 and Green Day and the bands that I discussed earlier, that I would currently be a tramp. And do you know how I can prove it?
How?
With my time machine. with my parallel universe switching machine, which will show you me as a tramp from not listening to Green Day. So there's your answer. I would be a tramp.
But then would living there be some kind of time paradox that if you didn't go back and stop yourself listening to Green Day, then you wouldn't be able to... you became a tramp, then you probably wouldn't build a time machine and go back to stop yourself listening to Green Day.
Man, that's blowing my head up. You've baffled me there.
So basically what you're saying is that if, you know, your music life is for the better.
Yes, my life is for the better for the music that I listen to. Yes. See, but my tastes have become much more broad. Everyone at school... If any of them are actually listening to the show, will remember that I was sort of the original emo kid
you were
at
dogs.
School. Oh yeah, Dogs was my nickname, but for various reasons. But yeah, and so yeah, people from my school would remember me as just listening to emo, and I always got branded as just listening to emo, just the Ataris, just Newfound Glory, just Blink, that sort of thing. But now I listen to a wide range: bit of hip hop, bit of drum and bass, bit of emo in rabbit ears, bit of rock, bit of indie, bit of this, bit of that. And we try and bring it all to the show for you guys to listen to, don't we, Alan?
What?
Yeah. We try and bring it all. We do focus on the rock end of the spectrum, but I think we have a broad mix.
I think we do, yeah.
We played a little bit of UK R&B the other week with Mr. Hudson in the library, despite the friendship ties. But other than that, we play some good stuff, and our beds are always excellent.
Oh, yes.
You know that. We haven't had any for a while.
I'm always pushing that weird kind of... I was about to say synthy, but like weird out there ambient electronica.
Yeah, we do like ambient.
I'm always
electronica.
Pushing air, like I'm always putting like
ambient electronica and trip hop. There are a couple of genres that we
listen
very
to
much
air.
Enjoy.
I'm just gonna say listen now. To air. In fact,
listen to AIM, listen to Daft Punk, listen to DJ Shadow.
Listen to Sia Ross.
Listen to Sia Ross, listen to Amina.
Listen to a band called Anathalo.
Anathalo,
yeah. Brilliant.
All this stuff. See, this is the knowledge we impart to you guys.
Listen to LCD Sound System.
Yes, LCD Sound System. Yes.
Listen to everything.
Everything you can.
Except trance music.
Yeah.
And dance hardcore.
Dance hardcore, trance and house. Don't listen to that.
Don't listen to that. Listen
Even some drum and bass is good.
Listen to the good sheep.
Yeah, sheep. Listen to the good ship.
The good ship.
The good the good ship lollipop. Whatever the word, whatever this song is. On the good ship.
Lollipop. Yes.
So, we've had one can of beer and we're totally wasted. The place is a mess. Everything's happened. It's all gone crazy.
I'm sure you've had fun.
And I'm positive they have, Alan.
Oh, yes.
If they haven't, then
something is wrong with the world.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with them. It's not us. It can't be. It can't be us. That makes
What's
no
wrong
sense.
With you?
That makes no good sense.
You listening now? What's wrong with you?
Why aren't you enjoying this? It's clearly
You're
entertaining.
Why would, clearly.
Why wouldn't people want to hear you and I talk about music? I don't understand.
Well.
Just talking about, sorry, people, we have to give a shout out to a dude in Newcastle. We can't remember your name because we're not
up,
on MySpace right away.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, sorry. We had a was it just the one message from him?
Yes.
He's going to grab his name. Hang on.
Look at his name.
We replied to him, didn't we?
Lee in Newcastle.
Lee in Newcastle, UK. Hello, Lee. And thank you
and
for your
also,
compliments.
And also, he wants to thank us for getting him addicted to Anne Boleyn, which is always a good thing. Well, Anne Boleyn are awesome.
Anne Boleyn are awesome. And he thinks that we're doing something new and blah, 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 which we're probably not, but thank you for your compliment anyway.
But thanks for the ego
boost. We genuinely, it gives us a little boost, so we really appreciate it. And as always, if anyone wants to get into contact with us during the week when we're not live, you can do if you email us at idlehandstookmybaby@hotmail.com. Or via our MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/... Idle Hands Radio.
Also, some possible good news. Because,
that's always
nice. Because it is like the end of the academic year.
Yep. Or the end of my educational career in total.
Yes.
Which has gone on for like 22 years.
Yes.
No, 18 years technically. Because I was only like 4 when I started school, wasn't I?
So, yes.
Anyway.
Normally what happens with this radio station is that we go off air for the summer, but now, like, something's happening.
And you guys would probably cry if you missed Idle Hands that
Yes,
much.
But, and, you know, we would have not been on the air till like, next
You would have forgotten about us, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But it's actually going to be on air all through summer, and hopefully I will, and Rob will, be in Lincoln for the whole of summer, in which case... The show will go on, and Idle Hands will stay throughout summer, not have a break.
You know it.
Not confirmed yet.
Not confirmed, but it's a possibility.
Happen.
Congratulations, Idle Hands listeners. You chose the right show.
Oh, yes.
As always.
So, we're going to finish now.
Yep, we are. Is it time?
It's 9:04, according to that clock over there.
No.
And to end the Rob Taylor selection...
Oh, yes.
He's got a good selection from a pop-punk band that they were on Lobster Records, and they still are. They released 3 albums now, which was Timing Is Everything, Silver Strand, and Step Outside Yourself.
Yep.
And they're a good summer listen.
There's one called Hindsight Is Always 2020 as well.
I haven't heard that one.
That might be an EP.
Yes.
Sure. But yeah.
So, do you want to tell them what
this is? This is a song that I was listening to, I don't know, years ago now. But anyway, it's one of my favourites ever, and it's by Over It, and it's called Fall. Enjoy, and we shall see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
And I'm sure that you've learned a lot about Rob today.
Layers.
See you next week.
sweet.